place we're sitting on. What is that called?
Sofa.
Okay. And do you have different names for different styles of sofas, or are they all pretty much the same thing? Would you call
well,
them all the same?
Well, it's pretty much the same thing. Mm-hmm. They're all sofas. Okay. I don't remember too many places having couches.
Uh-huh. Now, what does a couch mean?
I think a couch is something smaller than a sofa. Sofa, you can extend your own body, you know, mm-hmm. sleep if you want to, make mm-hmm. into a bed if you want. But a couch is usually a love seat or just a couple of people will accommodate two people to sit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in the bedrooms, normally, I think today, too, we have these, of course, you have a piece of furniture that is just for putting clothing in. It usually has several drawers to it. What do you call that piece of furniture?
Wait a minute. If you hadn't asked me, I could have told you, but let me think. Well, I'm thinking of dresser drawer, but I don't know whether you'd call a special one.
Well, sometimes there's a... what do you mean when you say dresser? What does that mean to you? What piece of furniture is that?
It's where you go to take care of your... it's usually equipped with a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes full length, or at least it's adapted for the full length.
Mm-hmm.
And women like it. They used to fix their hair, and they don't... I don't suppose they use much makeup then.
Mm-hmm.
I know I didn't until after I went off to college.
Mm-hmm.
But we need a mirror to groom our hair
mm-hmm.
and to see if our clothes fit or our petticoat shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually has two to three large drawers, and we keep our underwear
mm-hmm.
and slips and nighties and things like that in the dresser drawer.
Now, if you had a separate piece of furniture without the mirror but was really just mainly a set of...
Well, that's what I'm trying to think of, honey. Mm-hmm. If you had asked me, I could have remembered. Mm-hmm. Hadn't asked me, I could have remembered.
We can come back to it maybe.
All right.
Think of it later on. The general term for, you know, all of the pieces that you have in this room or in any room, you would call what?
A suit.
Okay.
A suit of furniture.
And we're interested also in the various kinds of window coverings for controlling the amount of light that comes into the room.
Well, all that I remember is we used to have just window shades, the pull-down kind,
uh-huh.
you know, roll up and pull down.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought it was such a wonderful thing to have Venetian blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And then the early homes, I guess, were equipped with shutters on the outside for storms or... to keep out hard wind, and the shutters were adjustable, open and close the shutters.
Mm-hmm.
And then nowadays it's just real popular, I think, to have the small shutter to fit the window inside.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very popular, and they're certainly practical.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can get your line drapes. Some windows are just equipped with line drapes.
Mm-hmm.
But my housekeeping, I was tickled to death to have curtains.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that just about covers every kind of window covering I can think of. I think that's everything that's on this list. Now, in older houses, in the house we were just talking about, were there special rooms or little compartments or whatever for storing clothing?
Yes, we call them closets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And now, not all the older houses had these closets. Have you ever heard of a special piece of furniture for
wardrobe?
A wardrobe.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And was that the only name you used to refer to?
Yes, except this piece that you would call, it doesn't have a mirror oftentimes, but it's a high boy.
Uh-huh. And by high boy?
You mean a set of possibilities.